Ben Shapiro walks out of challenging BBC interview, admits he got destroyed. By Jack Montgomery on May 11, 2019. Conservative commentator Ben Shapiro conceded he was destroyed after walking out of an ill-tempered interview with BBC interrogator-in-chief Andrew Neil. Shapiro, a popular YouTube pundit perhaps best known for fan video compilations in which he is purported to destroy various left-wingers with facts and logic, clashed with the British journalist in an interview on the Politics Live program. Neil challenged Shapiro on a variety of issues, including his former hashtag NeverTrump stance on the U.S. president, support for new heartbeat anti-abortion legislation in Georgia, and comments alleging Arabs like to bomb crap and live in open sewage in Palestine, eventually triggering Shapiro into telling Neil, "I'm popular and no one has ever heard of you. I don't give a damn what you think of me since I've never heard of you," he repeated to the 69-year-old shortly afterwards, before terminating the interview as a waste of time. The pair also touched upon Mr. Shapiro's former employment by Breitbart, which Shapiro claims to have left in protest over Breitbart's mischaracterized handling of an incident involving a Breitbart reporter and a member of the Trump campaign. Mr. Shapiro did not, however, mention that prior to his resignation from Breitbart, he had already staked a Never-Trump position and started a competing website with undisclosed backing from Never-Trumpers Dan and Ferris Wilkes. Neil and Shapiro had a particularly testy exchange on the subject of abortion, with Neil forced to explain that my job is to question those who have strong views and put an alternative to them. If you were a pro-abortion person, I would be putting anti-abortion questions to you after playing devil's advocate with respect to whether or not the aforementioned Georgian legislation represented a return to the Dark Ages. Why don't you just say that you're on the left? Is this so hard for you? Can't you just be honest? Shapiro demanded. Mr. Shapiro, if you only knew how ridiculous that statement is, you wouldn't have said it, Neil responded. British broadcasting rules differ from American broadcasting rules in that a greater degree of balance is required, with the publicly funded BBC, in particular, being subject to impartiality requirements by its charter. It is true that the corporation is generally regarded as having a left-liberal bias, with panels often appearing to be stacked against Brexit supporters. For example, an anchor seemingly more willing to interrupt Brexit-supporting or right-leaning guests, and sometimes appearing to inject their own beliefs into the discourse. Shapiro appeared to realize he has misjudged his interlocutor shortly after terminating their discussion, tweeting, "Just pre-taped an interview with BBC's Andrew Neil. As I'm not familiar with him or his work, I misinterpreted his antagonism as political leftism. He termed the pro-life position in America barbaric, dash, and that was apparently inaccurate. For that, I apologize." He appeared to further concede that he had been on the losing end of the exchange overall in a subsequent social media post, tweeting, "Andrew Neil destroys Ben Shapiro. So that's what that feels like. Smile. Broke my own rule, and wasn't properly prepared. I've addressed every single issue he raised before, see below. Still, it's Neil 1, Shapiro 0. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.